Welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Perrault, here off of bettingpros.com, and we are back with the real microphone. We're back with the intro music, and it's good to be home, man. That was a rough 2 days, so if you haven't been listening to the cell phone version of the Daily Juice Podcast, I have been in the hospital for the last 2 days dealing with, unfortunately, some lingering effects of COVID-19, and it stinks when you go into the hospital and you get a million tests done and you're sleeping in a hotel, sleeping in a hospital room with chest pain. And it just sucks. And there's no other way about it. And unfortunately, I went through it, but you guys were great. I got so many DMs and messages from you guys on Twitter. It was really, really nice to see. And you guys wrote some great things on Apple Podcasts, on our reviews, and Stitcher as well. So just really nice of you guys to reach out. And it was a rough 48 hours. I'm not going to be lying to you guys. It was not fun. But it was fun to do the podcast because I went 5-2 on my plays from a hospital bed, which is definitely a first for me, taping podcasts using a cell phone and no microphone and, you know, very limited amount of paper to write things down and to do research and whatnot. But it was great to get the podcast out because, well, we were doing well and I didn't want to stop after where we were on a 3-1 night on Friday and then 2-1 and then 3-1. It was like, man, I can't stop. I mean, we're doing 8-3 these last 3 days. So have to keep it rolling. The one thing I don't have for you today, unfortunately, is an interview. So one of the things that got kind of crossed up, the guest that we were going to have on, a sports book director here in Vegas, he thought I was in the hospital, so he didn't think we were going to do it. And yeah, just a miscommunication. So we weren't able to get the long form interview. That will come back next Monday. My apologies on that. So to make it up to you guys about the fact that I don't have a long form guest, I'm going to give you 5 plays today. I normally don't like betting this many games, but I feel like I owe it to you guys to give you 5 plays that you can pick and choose if you want to play all 5 or you want to pick which ones you like, because I don't have a guest. Normally, this is a 45-minute podcast. It will not be a 45-minute podcast today, but it'll be a little bit longer than 15 minutes. So quickly, let's recap what went on yesterday, and let's start with the loss yesterday because I think it highlights something that's really important. You can have a bad loss in sports gambling. Like, you can be on the right side with the right pick, taking the right value, and still lose. And that's okay. No one likes losing. But as we've talked about, look, we're talking about 53%, right? We're trying to beat the book. We're trying to get over on the juice. And we know how hard this is to do, right? So we picked Martin Truex Jr. in a head-to-head at plus 125 against Denny Hamlin. If you tell me that when you go in a golf tournament or into a NASCAR race and your guy's going to come in third place, I will take it every single time. Now, unfortunately, Denny Hamlin came in second place at New Hampshire, so we lost that bet. But at plus 125, knowing that Truex was going to be fast, and he was fast, I will take that loss every single time. That is fine with me, okay? That's reading the board right. That's finding value. It's placing a bet on the right side to be on and then losing. It happens a lot with football, too. You can be on the right side. You can pick the right game, the right value, and lose. And you have to be okay with that because you aren't going to go undefeated in this game. Okay, you're not going to win every wager. I'm fine with what happened yesterday with us going 3-1. It was a really fun win for us with the Celtics in the first half. That was a complete laugher for them. They were way up by 20. So anytime we're going to take, you know, a 20-point win and we're just kind of kicking our heels up and watching the whole thing unfold, we're going to take that every single time. And if you aren't following the games on Twitter with us, I would really recommend you do it. If you're on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt is my Twitter account, and we were sweating out that Rockets under like you would not believe as a unit, as a group, like 5 of us. We're all talking back and forth, and we're all trying to, you know, do the math quickly as to like, all right, so what has to happen here, and what needs to happen there, and okay, yep, that's good, and that worked out, and all right, great, here we go. So, and we're entering the final couple of minutes, and we're going, oh my gosh, free throws and whatnot, and we finally wind up cashing the under there. Because look at 244, if you're seeing totals in the 240s, I mean, I don't want to say it's an auto fire here, but it is so crazy to have a 244. 244 was that total. Didn't even come close to getting into it. So, I mean, those are picks where you just got to realize that the market's going to overcorrect because everyone's betting overs. So that was just like a, I don't care what the line is, 244. I'm not caring who's playing. I don't care the pace of play and number of three-pointers. The Rockets set a record for 3-pointers taken in a regular season game. And normally you're like, oh my gosh, you can't bet the under in a game like that. Well, we did because it was 244. And then the other win, Clayton Kershaw had a dominant performance. That was awesome. I said the game would be 3-1. The game ended 3-0. So, look, to get Truex coming in third and just barely getting beat by Hamlin, the Celtics up by 20 in a minus 2 that we played in the first half. Kershaw, dominant. Great performance. I said 3-1. It was 3-0. And then the under hits for the Rockets and the Bucks. Look, we're going to take that every time. So it was a really nice weekend, nice day yesterday. And so the Daily Juice record right now, just picks here, is 31-24. Now, we are keeping track of the units. I don't have that in front of me today. The boys at Betting Pros are doing it for me. So we're going to tell you tomorrow where we are for the first 4 weeks of the Daily Juice. So today is starting week 5 of the Daily Juice. So I'll tell you my units. I'm going to guess, I think I'm probably like plus 5, somewhere in that range. So we're over the 53%. We made money in the first month. We had only one losing week, 3-1 winning weeks to losing weeks. I will take that every month for the rest of my life if that's what we wind up doing. So good start, really fun start. So like I said, really big thank you for everybody who DM'd me on Twitter. And if you want to keep those podcast reviews going on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts, please do so. I would love to see 100 by the time we get to August the 15th. I think we're at 80 now on Apple Podcasts, and that's for the autographed Dalvin Cook jersey. So we'll pull that name, that person who sends in the screenshot, to contest@bettingpros.com, that email address. And we will have a winner on the 15th, and then we'll do another contest, very similar contest. We'll run it with more cool stuff to be given away, more swag to be given away, thanks to Betting Pros and our sponsors. So we'll have that for you guys coming up on the 15th. But I'd love to see us keep going here with the reviews for the first one to get over 100. And really, it's awesome. I'm reading all of them, so don't feel like I'm not reading them. I am. But at Sports Talk Matt's my Twitter account if you want to sweat these games with us and have a good time. So, all right, let's get to the picks here. 5 of them. So you can pick and choose. Now, look, you play all 5. Pick and choose if you want, but I feel like I owe it to you guys because we don't have a guest today. So I want to talk about 2 plays in baseball and 3 plays in basketball that I'm going to make. Start with baseball. Okay, let's talk about the Braves and the Mets. The Mets, this is a Jacob deGrom start, all right? You know when it's Jacob deGrom. You can pretty much guess where we're going here with this one. Mike Soroka is pitching for the Braves. 1.59 ERA, 8 Ks in his first start against these Mets. Jacob deGrom with a 1.64 ERA and 12 Ks, and of course he has no wins and losses because the Mets don't score any runs when Jacob deGrom pitches. All right, the Mets are dealing with a really crazy story because Cespedes just up and left the team. He just left the team. He claims it was because of COVID-19, but we're hearing reports that he was not getting along with management. He was just didn't want to be there anymore. So the dude doesn't tell his bosses. He packs up his crap, and he walks out. And he has his agent contact the team during the game. But the Mets first put out a story that said, hey, we don't know where Cespedes is. And everyone's like, what do you mean you don't know where he is? And their answer was, he didn't show up at the park today for our game. So we don't know where he is. The offense for the Mets is really struggling already. And now you take Cespedes' bat out of the lineup. They scored 0 runs yesterday. They scored 1 run the day before. And I don't think they're going to score many runs here against the Braves coming up on a Monday. So right now, the juice at DraftKings, first 5, under 4.5 runs. It's almost an automatic play with Jacob deGrom on the mound. But minus 148. I'm laying the juice there. If you can find it on a better number, shop around, see if we can get less juice on the under 4.5 for the first 5. But Mets Braves, under 4.5 runs is our first play. I just don't think either offense is going to do very much here. Braves are going to be facing Jacob deGrom and his 101 mile per hour fastball, so they're not going to score many runs, maybe 1 or 2. And I just don't think that Mets offense is really anything to talk about right now. And then the Cespedes thing is really, really weird. So mentally, where is that team right now with that dude just getting up and saying, I'm leaving. I'm walking out and I am leaving. So good to see you guys. Goodbye. So that's play number 1. Play number 2 in baseball also is a first 5 play, but it's going to be a first 5 overplay between San Francisco and the Colorado Rockies. So Johnny Cueto is going to the mound for San Francisco with his 5.87 ERA and his 1.7 whip, and they're going to Coors Field. The Rockies offense is starting to come alive. The Rockies offense has scored 7, 6, and 9 runs over the last 3 games. They took 2 of 3 against the San Diego Padres over the weekend. Rockies are 6-2, off to a really, really good start. And, well, Chichi Gonzalez is going to go to the mound. He's their 5th starter, okay? He's not very good, though. San Francisco's lineup is not that bad. 9 runs, 3 runs, 2 runs over the last three games, but I don't know if these teams are going to take and keep each other down. The over 7.5 runs is plus 100 at DraftKings. I think we're going to see offense from both these teams right out of the gate. I'm not going to trust either one of these starting pitchers to keep the ball in the ballpark and to keep these offenses down. San Francisco at Colorado, we're going over 7.5 runs in the first 5, plus 100 for the Rockies and the Giants. 3 plays in the NBA I'm going to give you. 3 of them, all right? And this is going to be an interesting day. I mean, how awesome is this to have like NCAA tournament style NBA basketball? Game after game after game after game. I mean, it's just like, what the? It is so fun, and I am crossing my fingers this bubble is going to hold, because there's a question mark going on right now at the time of taping that we'll get to here in a second in our last pick, but I'm going to cross my fingers and that everything's going to be fine and the bubble has not been pierced and we're all good. So let's start about talk about three games. First, Memphis and the Pelicans. Memphis is catching 4 points from the Pelicans. Both these teams are awful on D. The total is set at 239. Okay, that is a really high total. And if that total, and I'm not going to make it an official play because I'm going to wait to see if it goes over 240. But if that total winds up going above 240, I will bet the under. Won't be an official play. I'm just telling you that if you see any totals, 240 is my automatic fire under. And we'll just see how many times I get it right and get it wrong. I'm 1-0 so far by doing that. But if it goes over 240, 240 and a half, I mean, maybe not to at 240, but if it goes over 240, 240 and a half or higher, I will fire on the under for Memphis and the New Orleans Pelicans. Both these teams are awful on D. I'll give you that. But the body language for the New Orleans Pelicans in their loss to the Clippers was horrible. And I think it's clicked in to guys like J.J. Redick that for the first time in his career, he's not playing in the postseason. Not going to happen. Memphis is 0-2. The Pelicans are 0-2. Memphis still has a shot if they can turn things around to potentially get into the playoff, play-in series. And they need to get going. They have to win this game. +4 right now. Memphis +4 is the number. Memphis is desperate. And Zion, his usage has been so weird. The team, I mean, he was really bad against the Clippers. I don't think he's very happy. I don't think this team wants to be here, okay? I should have faded them against the Clippers, and I didn't. I'm going to go back to the well here, and I'm going to take the 4 points. And again, I may add on a play to this. If we go over 240 and a half, I'll take the under. But right now, the official play, I'm taking Memphis +4, laying the -110, and just expecting Zion to play the limited weird minutes that they've done, and that this team really has no desire to be there, and that Memphis wants to be there. And I think that's really important. If you want to be there, even with Memphis losing their 2 games and losing to San Antonio and then having a killer heartbreaker in overtime to the Portland Trailblazers, I think they want to be there, and they feel like they're still playing for something. I don't think New Orleans wants any part of this bubble. I think they want to play out these games and go home. They've got 6 games left. Just tick them off and tick them off and lose and go home and move on. So I'm taking Memphis +4 against the Pelicans coming up here tonight, or today, really. It's a day game. Number 2 for NBA plays. Let's talk about the Lakers and the Utah Jazz. So without Bojan Bogdanovic, the 20 points per game, Utah's offense has looked horrible. I mean, just horrible. The Lakers are favored by 6 points in this game, 219 from a total perspective. I'm looking at this and saying, all right, how do we play this game? What's the best variable you can find here? What's the one thing that we know that's happening right now in this game? 1, the Lakers play great defense, right? Long, very difficult to go up against this team because of Anthony Davis and LeBron James. And 2, Utah can't score right now. It's so difficult. Everything is so hard. You hear Doris Burke talk about their offense. Everything is so hard for Donovan Mitchell. Everything is so hard for Rudy Gobert to score. It's just, they don't have that guy. Bogdanovic at 20 points per game is such a massive loss for that team. So FanDuel right now has the under 106.5 points for the Utah Jazz at minus 110. I'm just going to take the variable that what I can control, or at least what I know is going to happen, and that Utah can't score. So 106.5, I'm just going to go ahead and play the team total under for the Utah Jazz. 106.5, go to FanDuel. You can find that. Maybe your local book will have it as well. But FanDuel's got it at minus 110 at 106.5. Utah, we're going under team total. Utah Jazz, 106.5. Taking away that variable of the overall total because the Lakers might go off. I mean, if Utah doesn't play well and if LeBron's angry after losing their last game to the Raptors, it's kind of like, uh-oh, what happens? I don't think Utah will score more than 102, maybe not even 100 points here against the Lakers in their defense. So we're going team total, Jazz, 106.5 under for their team total for pick number two. And pick number three is the real scary one for the NBA. So after the last game for the Miami Heat, Sunday at shootaround, the players said that Jimmy Butler was being quarantined. Now, what does that mean if Jimmy Butler's being quarantined? He leads them in scoring. He's their guy. He's their glue guy. He's their leader. If Jimmy Butler's not playing in this game tonight against the Raptors, oh my gosh, that's a huge story. Why wouldn't he play? Did he get a positive test for COVID-19? Could it be a false positive? Is it an inconclusive test like the rumor is out there? And they might let him play, but they might not if they get back another test coming up on Monday. And maybe on Monday morning, we're talking about the first NBA player testing positive for COVID-19 inside the bubble. And it would be a monster story, a horrible story for the NBA if this is true. So I do not want this to be true. But Jimmy Butler was not at shootaround, okay? Jimmy Butler's taking on a team in the Raptors. They're always playing the disrespect card. And this is a team that just beat the Lakers. And this is a team that defensively is really hard to play against. And they're going to guard the three, all right? I know the Heat just came off a crazy shooting performance. But, I mean, who they were playing, they weren't playing any defense. I mean, Kelly Olynyk scored 20-plus points by himself. I don't see that happening again here in this game. So, to me, Raptors are much better defensively. I'm going to lay the 2.5 points here with the Raptors and take the Raptors over the Heat with or without Jimmy Butler. But if Jimmy Butler's not playing, you better jump on this fast because that number is going to change dramatically in the favor of the Raptors. So we want to lay the 2.5 points with Jimmy Butler being somewhat questionable for this game. I'm actually a little surprised the books haven't pulled this game off the board. I thought they might do that because they tend to do that when there's a questionable star players, whether he can play or not. But they haven't done that. So I think the books are just expecting Jimmy Butler to be out there and playing. And so they're going to leave the number where it is. And then if he's not playing, they're going to obviously very much adjust the number. But Raptors -2.5. They're just a better team. They're a hungrier team. They want to prove what they're doing that, hey, look, just because Kawhi left us doesn't mean we don't have great stars and, you know, Siakam and Lowry and these great players that they've got. So that team, I think, even though the Heat are talented and they've had some great battles, I like the Raptors with the question mark with Jimmy Butler. Even if Butler does play, Raptors -2.5 over the Miami Heat. So to recap this very unique and long 5-pick version of the Daily Juice podcast on a Monday morning, I will be watching these games. At Sports Talk Matt is my Twitter account. If you guys want to hang out, you guys want to talk to me, you guys want to say, Matt, you're an idiot, I bet against you all 5 plays. Okay, I love it. No worries. It's all for fun. We're all hanging out together online watching these games. So we got a bunch of really cool things going. Make sure you leave the review so you enter into that Dalvin Cook giveaway for that autographed jersey. Contest@bettingpros.com is the email address to send in the screenshots. We're going to have a big week here, hopefully. Hopefully another winning week. 12-7 last week. We're 31-24 so far in the podcast. We start month number 2 today here on a Monday. I'm back. I'm back home. I'm healthy, I guess, as the doctors told me that I'm fine. So we're all good. And away we go here on a Monday. We're back on a Tuesday tomorrow morning for more picks, more plays, more baseball, basketball. And I promise you, I will have a hockey play this week. I just couldn't bet the Golden Knights because of the goaltending and Matt Pacioretty not playing. I would have taken the Golden Knights. I couldn't do it. I couldn't take any hockey plays, but we will have a hockey play at some point this week, I promise, as they are going. I want their real playoffs to start, not these like Mickey Mouse playoffs. Like, let's get into the real playoffs, and then we can really get going with hockey. So I promise you, hockey heads, I got something for you coming up at some point in the very near future. My name's Matt Perrault. This is the Daily Juice. We'll talk to you tomorrow here off of BettingPros.com.